This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My name is Ernest Osebunsu from TI Amas. I want to ask, it is in the Bible that John 10:30, I and my Father are one. I don't understand. I want you to explain it to me.
The brother has quoted a verse of the Bible, Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 30. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, I and my Father are one. Now, most of the Christian missionaries, they claim, because Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, I and my Father are one, it means he claimed divinity. To understand the verse, you have to know the context. If you go earlier, Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 23, it says that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, entered the temple in Solomon's porch. Verse number 24, the Jews surrounded him and asked him, how long does make us doubt? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly. Verse number 25, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says, I told you, but you believe it not. The works that I do bear record of my Father. Verse number 26, you do not believe because you do not believe in me. Verse number 27, my followers knoweth me and believe in me. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, says in the Gospel of John, chapter number 10, verse number 28, I give them eternal life and no man can pluck them out of my hand. Verse number 29, my Father is greater than all. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse number 30, I and my Father are one. One in purpose, not one in person. If I say, my Father is a doctor, I am a doctor, I and my Father are one, that means we both are doctors. It doesn't mean we are one human being. We are two different human beings, but we are one in purpose. Like in verse number 28, he says, no man can pluck the followers out of my hand. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. They are one in purpose. That means the message which Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, brought was the message of Almighty God. That does not make him God. And if you say no, it means the same. If you read further in the Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 21, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, said, my Father is in me and I in thee. He tells the apostles, my Father is in me, I am in thee, and we all are one. That means there are 14 gods. Father in Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, Jesus in the 12 apostles, we become 14 gods. 2 verses later, Gospel of John, chapter number 17, verse number 23, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, tells the disciples, I am in thee, and you are in me. Does it mean there are 13 gods? No. They are one in purpose. That means they have to deliver the same message of Almighty God. Almighty God sent a messenger, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He tells the apostles, you have to carry forward with the same message. We are one in purpose. So here one means purpose, doesn't mean one in divinity. Hope that answers the question.
Yes, sir.
Brother, do you believe that there is one God?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe Jesus is God?
No.
Do you believe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of God?
Yes, sir.
MashaAllah, if you believe that there is one God and if you believe Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God, that means you're a Muslim. Would you like to say it in Arabic?
Yes, sir.
MashaAllah, is anyone forcing you to become a Muslim?
No.
Are you doing out of your own free will?
Yes, sir.
Is anyone giving you money?
No.
Okay, I'll say it in Arabic and you repeat it. Ashadu.
Ashadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha
illallah
illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu
wa rasuluhu I bear witness
that
there is none worthy of worship
except Allah
and I bear witness
that
Prophet Muhammad
is the messenger
and servant of Allah
and son
of Allah. MashaAllah. Takbir.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
May Almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you Jannah, give you paradise, and may he give you the best in this world and the hereafter. I would request you, I would like to give you a translation of the copy of the Quran. You're most welcome to come on the stage.